When you were taking supplies for the invasion of Japan, were you aware of that when you were sailing? That was what your purpose was?
Yeah, when the ship, just the day we left, they said, oh, the Japanese have surrendered. They just signed the armistice. So we're taking this load and we're going to go to Yokohama.
Were you at sea or had you not?
No, we're still back here in New York. We hadn't left the ship. So anyway, this is exciting, you know.
So you knew the whole time that there wasn't any war going on?
No, the war was over officially. But we were one of the last ships that still have some guns on it. When we came back to Seattle, I think we had to keep two Navy gunners had to stay on the ship to maintain the guns. And those poor guys were very unhappy because the whole rest of 20, 30 guys, Naval gunners left. You know, they got stuck with staying. So.
How does that work? How do you decide who stays?
I don't know how they did that. If they had to... if we're being punished or right. they were, I think they were both like third class gunner's mates or something, you know. And so anyway, they managed to survive. They were making their own homemade booze somewhere on, I think down in the magazine, the ammunition magazine. And they were pleasant men, you know. And,